Laura Lodi is an artist and educator working in Chicago, Illinois. She has two children, age 19 and 16.
Like the one thing that was most affected was the time that I had available, and then learning how to like use it a little better. But I don't mean it like in like that you're always productive, because if I felt that I needed to use my time in order to just daydream, I would. But I would like really be aware that I am having this time now to myself to do nothing. It was a little strange because it wasn't such an easy shift to make. So like now you have 3 hours in which to make something or do something. I never worked that way before. I would go to maybe, you know, when I was in an MFA program. No, I guess undergrad I'm thinking back to. I just could hang out at the studio all day and just go with people for a coffee for hours. I might not get anything done. And that was not going to be part of that. When they were really little, which is, I guess, the time frame where they, I think, demand a lot of your time, I wasn't really making art. Question that I wanted to have a baby. I always knew I would. Didn't even think I wouldn't. So it's interesting because in some ways I didn't give it a lot of thought about what it was going to be like until it happened. But then I was pretty surprised about many things. Some things were exactly what you think they'd be. What I was probably most absolutely kind of like blindsided by the emotion of it, like the overwhelming emotion and love connection, like it was huge. And I mean, I just couldn't believe how much it made me think about what that, this kind of love felt different from this kind of love. And like, what did that mean? And so I thought about that kind of a lot. That part that is the body part, the connectedness that you get to your, not only your body, but like another body, a body that just came out of your body, like, which is all very bizarre. Like, like, oh, she's a mom and she's using dough, her work must be about this. I felt like there's certain assumptions made if you have children. Probably like seeing what is or is not valued about domestic work or parenting or motherhood, you know, he saw as well and realized maybe a sense of inequity. Like he valued that I stayed home very much, but I think he also perceived that maybe that wasn't the case for the world or many people. Staying home wasn't necessarily looked at as something that you were doing productively in this world. People would even say things like just staying home, or you're not working, but you are working. You're working really incredibly hard, actually. This is a different kind of work.